You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
I am a merchandiser, and the sole product of the company I work for is Anheuser-Busch products.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs!
I've never seen such little sales in this past few days on these products.
But did you ask yourselves why?
Thanks, Anheuser-Busch. I may not be able to feed my family coming up here soon.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So I'll say this. It is also unprecedented.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
That a president takes as many shouted questions as this president has. And he has.
No.
Okay.
We don't know who's responsible for this.
What do you mean you don't know?
Truth and the honest answer to your question is we don't know.
I see incompetence breeds even more incompetence.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us, the number is 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. And, you know, there are a couple of FBI, deep state, Brandon stories to get to today, including the fact that despite their denials, they knew about the Mar-a-Lago raid, which was a total fiasco, totally unnecessary. It was just an in-kind contribution from the FBI to the Democrat Party in the run-up to the midterm elections in 2022. But I think the story I want to start out with today is the fact that we now know even more about the FBI's plans to infiltrate the Catholic Church. They were particularly concerned with parishioners, congregants, the flock, whatever you want to call them, us, who wanted to go to Latin Mass. Somehow that was a mark of insurrection for the FBI. It's just astounding. This is the same FBI that has made no effort to infiltrate Antifa, that has made no effort to infiltrate BLM, that has made no effort to infiltrate the transgender movement, which seems to be responsible for more and more mayhem in the United States, including, by the way, the murder on Easter Sunday of a cabbie in Portland, Oregon, by a transgender.
This is your FBI.
So, a few weeks ago, Josh Hawley, senator from Missouri, asked Merrick Garland about all these stories, and they started with an FBI whistleblower, I think, in January, and he came up with a memo from the Richmond office of the FBI, and they were going to infiltrate Catholic churches people again, the Latin Mass. Of all the threats facing the Republic, people go to the Latin Mass. It's crazy. I mean, this is 63 years after JFK was elected, the first Catholic president ever elected. And, but these Democrats, they're back to their Ku Klux Klan days of hating. They hate every, it's not just Catholics. They hate evangelicals. They hate any kind of religious people. Unless, of course, they're Muslims. You know, remember when the New York Police Department had the squad that was infiltrating or trying to infiltrate the mosques where they were actually in many cases, plotting terror attacks. But the Democrats wanted to shut down that unit because Muslims, you know, they're all on team fundamental transformation. But the Catholics, just like the evangelical Christians, the only Christian faiths that are doing well, and the Catholics aren't doing that well, you know, because of the, you know, what's been going on, you know, from Pope Francis on down. But the traditional mainstream Christian denominations, as they go away from Christianity, they wither and die. I read a story yesterday that in the UK, one quarter of the churches of the Church of England, the Anglican Church, the official state church, I guess it still is, one quarter don't even hold Sunday services anymore. It's over. It's over. But you know, you go, if you go to a Latin mass, you're probably a believer. You know, you want to go back to it's the Catholic version of the old hymn, "Give Me That Old Time Religion." But anyway, so Josh Hawley asked him about this memo that came out of the Richmond office that was leaked by the whistleblower, and he said, "Is the FBI really infiltrating Catholic churches?" And Garland lied. No, the Justice Department does not do that and does not do investigations based on religion. A lie. He was under oath. It was perjury. It was obstruction of justice. He has nothing to worry about. You and I are giving it more thought than he did. And that guy, he wanted to be on the Supreme Court.
Attorney General Garland, let me just ask you, does your department have a problem with anti-Catholic bias?
Our department protects all religions and all ideologies. It does not have any bias against any religion of any kind.
Well, you could have surprised me, because given the resources that you are expending and the apparently intelligence assets that you are deploying against Catholics, it appears, and other people of faith, while simultaneously turning a blind eye while people are executed gang style in the streets of our cities, including in my home state, your answer frankly surprises me. Let's talk.
Don't say frankly. Come on. You're not frankly surprised. You're not surprised in the least. You know that's what he's there for. So now it turns out Jim Jordan's committee, the House committee, the House Republicans have got more documents to prove that Merrick Garland was lying, and that this was a more advanced scheme than this memo that they kept saying was just a one-off. The FBI, quote, recently sought to develop sources inside Christian churches and Catholic dioceses as part of an effort to combat domestic terrorism. And again, remember, 200 Catholic churches have been vandalized since the leak of the Roe v. Wade overturning decision about a year ago. More than 200 churches. And the FBI, you know how many arrests they've made? The over-under is zero. I'll take the under. They've made zero arrests. They're not looking for anybody. They don't care. You want to vandalize or burn down a Catholic church or a Protestant church, for that matter. You know, if it's the church, what is the Church of the President, St. John's, the Episcopal Church across the street from the White House, nobody's arrested for that. They don't care. The new documents reveal that the FBI was attempting to use mainline Catholic parishes, that's the word, as, quote, new avenues for tripwire and source development, unquote. The feds, the G-men, wanted to educate sympathetic Catholics about warning signs of radicalization. Let me tell you, any Catholic who's buying the FBI nonsense about radicalization among people who go to Latin masses, they're not going to Catholic churches. They ain't going to the Knights of Columbus breakfast. They ain't going to confession. All right? They're not making the signs of the cross on Good Friday or Good Thursday. I'm sorry. I'm not a good Catholic. What do you want me to say? Who do they don't even know what they're looking for. They're trying to create a boogeyman that doesn't exist, but they don't even know how to cultivate sources to find the boogeyman that doesn't exist. That's how inept and incompetent they are. No wonder all these documents are leaked out. No wonder they're hitting the wrong hotel rooms. They're just 844-500-4242. You know, why aren't they going after Antifa? Why aren't they going after BLM? Why aren't they going after all the terrorists or the would-be terrorists that are people that are on the watch list that are coming across the Rio Grande? They're resettling them in red states. But their own reports say that these Afghans that they brought into the country are complete racists and misogynists, but they're being welcomed with open arms because, again, they're on the Democrat agenda. They're going to go on welfare. They're going to be the next generation of Tsarnaevs in all likelihood, using their welfare checks to buy bombs to blow up Americans and naturalized citizens and legal aliens. 844-500-4242. You think you're going to see anything on the network newscast about this tonight? This is the chairman of a House committee. It wants to subpoena Christopher Wray to testify about this. I wonder if he'll come, and if he comes, he's not going to say anything. You know that. He'll say what Merrick Garland said. He'll just lie through his teeth. Because, you know why? Because they can. Thanks to Brandon, inflation is at a 40-year high. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. A listener of mine, Dennis, didn't buy just one 3-Pack. He bought two of them. Dennis wrote, "Everyone loves them, and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say, smell the difference. The thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three of them, but with the 3-Pack, you can use a couple for yourself as Dennis did, and then give one as a gift. They are all packaged separately in high-quality boxes. The Howie Carr Show has had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-Pack. Everyone loves the thunderstorm. Officer Mark, Dr. Matt the vet, Paul Rizzo, one of our insurance guys from Revere. Everybody loves the thunderstorm. They buy one and then they buy multiple ones for themselves, for all parts of their house, their garage, their basements, and they buy them for their friends and relatives. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. With code Howie, you'll save money and receive free shipping. I'm known as the cheap bastard, but you can be one too. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is: long term, are Trump's legal problems going to help him or hurt him in the general election with swing voters?
I mean, honestly, I think they're going to hurt him. I just think this is like the Democrats are branding, as they say in the advertising business. They're branding Trump with the same brand that they hit him with since 2015, when you come right down to it. So I'm saying it's going to hurt him. So
37% say it'll hurt him. 63% say it'll help him.
All right. We'll see how this goes throughout the course of the afternoon. 844-500-4242. 413. If someone comes over the border and does a terrorist attack, would that change people's minds? You know the answer to that. 413. No, it would be the same thing. Illegal alien community fears backlash after terror attack kills 32 Americans. That's the way it would be played. Like the transgender attack in Nashville, right? Transgender committee community, quote unquote, fears backlash after transgender murders six others, meaning Christians, because Christians are considered others. Those were Protestant Christians, though. It's the same. Catholics, Protestants, Christian is that's what makes you unclean when it comes to Democrat society and the deep state. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, good afternoon, Howie. How are you, sir?
Good.
Good question. Father Coughlin, you know who he is, right?
Yes, I do. He was the Detroit pastor, Catholic. He was very anti-banks. He veered into anti-Semitism in his later years. He was a thorn in the side of FDR.
Right. Do you know who the Christian Front is?
Yes, that was Charles Lindbergh. Yes.
Right. Well, he was a member of the Christian Front, but Father Coughlin, that's his organization, and they were prosecuted by the FBI because they did terrorist Nazi stuff.
That was 80 years ago, by the way. And what leads them to believe that there's anything like that going on now?
They were prosecuted in New York.
No, but what I'm saying is there may be like a handful of people alive who ever listened to Father Coughlin on the radio. He was taken off the air by the Roman Catholic authorities in the country. America First disbanded after December 7th, 41. What's your point, John? What does this have to do with today?
It's not that far a stretch to investigate right-wing Nazi stuff.
Why aren't they investigating Antifa? Antifa? Why haven't they made any arrests? 200 Catholic churches have been vandalized since Jane's Revenge. How come they haven't investigated any of that? How come they haven't made any arrests?
They're anti-fascist. Is America a pro-fascist country or anti-fascist?
But anti-fascist, they are the fascists. They are the brown shirts. This is Orwellian terminology here. The anti-fascists are the ones who are going crazy. The guy who pointed the AK-47 at the army guy in Austin, Texas, he claimed he was anti-fascist, yet he was walking around with a weapon of war, as the Democrats call it, pointing it at an American citizen who was trying to go about his business. John, you're insane. Do you think Catholics that go to Latin Mass are a danger to society? Tell me yes or no.
They're one-sided, and you don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. But it's okay. But Antifa should be allowed to just do whatever they want. They could just loot, burn, kill. Same with Black Lives Matter. They can shake down corporations for billions of dollars. That's totally okay. That's above board. And we shouldn't try to stop any of the people on the terror watch list from coming across the border to go on welfare and build bombs in the United States. We shouldn't do that because that's all protected under the First Amendment. But anybody who wants to go to a Catholic mass or go to a church school, a Protestant church school in Nashville, they could be dealt with however a quote unquote transgender man unquote wants to deal with them. I got it, John. I got it. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I don't want to get too deep into the historical weeds, but it was Democrats who founded the Ku Klux Klan. It was the Democrats and the Klan who hated Roman Catholics.
Barbaric. Okay?
I'm sorry. That's why Al Smith, the first Catholic candidate for president in 1928, governor of New York, couldn't carry most of the South because he was a Catholic. Democrats have traditionally hated Catholics, okay? Just like they've hated blacks and Jews. They're the party of lynchings, the party of standing in the schoolhouse door, the party of Jim Crow, the party of massive resistance. And now they're returning to their historical roots. Do you remember the Democrat candidate won in I think 1884, something like that, a minister said at a Republican rally that the Democrats were the party of rum, Romanism, and rebellion. And that's, they don't care about rum, obviously, but, and they don't really care about rebellion either, as long as it's Antifa looting and with BLM and vandalizing, but they do care about Romanism. That's still a mortal sin, to use a Catholic term.
I'm glad you had that caller, Howie, and not me, because I wouldn't have passed that pop quiz.
Yeah, well, it's...
Whenever someone calls up, though, Howie, do you get that your antenna goes up? Like, when people, the smug sound of their voice, and they're asking you questions, do you know who this is? Do you know who this is? And you just know where the conversation's going. It's like, okay, what are you trying to get at?
Well, I didn't know if he was totally insane until I asked him about Antifa, and he said, is America pro-fascist? As if, I don't even think Antifa really believes that they're anti-fascist. I mean, they're, if you looked up, you know, modern brown shirts, modern fascisti, you'd come up with brown shirts. The only thing is the old-style brown shirts didn't have pot bellies or tattoos. But everything else, they have.
Another thing I was just thinking of, Howie, when you were talking about how when there's an attack or some sort of atrocity involving a member of an oppressed group, how
a protected class is what you meant to say, Greg.
Yes, and how the media will spin it. Oh, you know, now this protected class fears backlash. If you just reverse that, if there was, you know, a pro-life terrorist attack or, you know, and I don't even like talking about these things because I hope nothing like this happens, but if there was a Catholic, like an extreme Catholic involved in something like that, the fear wouldn't be backlash against Catholics. The demand would be Catholics need to come out and condemn this
right.
act.
Yeah, they would be, you know, old ladies would be, you know, going up the stairs in their, on their walkers to Saturday night mass, and they would be confronted with these TV reporters, you know, do you denounce the attack on the Antifa transgender drag queen prom?
Right. And my question is, when these things happen, where whether it's a transgender person or, you know, any person who follows the liberal ideology, and they do something like this, why isn't their community asked to come out and condemn it? I mean, and I'm not saying over and over again, but the same way that we are always asked if someone who's considered right wing does something, all of MAGA country is asked to come out and condemn the violence and you know, distance ourselves from whatever their platform or their manifesto states. But that is not the same thing. In fact, the community that is linked to whatever left-wing radical is immediately becomes the victims, and we're supposed to like feel bad for them.
Right. And look at CBS last week. They told their reporters that they couldn't refer to the shooter in Nashville as transgender, even though she obviously was.
And even though ABC, and I know it's a different network, but ABC and other networks were the ones linking the two together. Terry Moran was the first one to say, you know, to link it to the GOP lawmakers who weren't on board with gender-affirming health care. So it was more of the left trying to draw the connection than the right.
And gender-affirming, again, when you hear someone say gender-affirming, that means sexual mutilation, genital mutilation.
Yeah, I did do air quotes. I'm sorry. I forget I'm not on camera.
And that means... and not just genital mutilation, genital mutilation of children. Children. That's what they were doing at Vanderbilt University.
But the,
and that's what the legislature in Nashville tried to stop.
The pretzel bending logic after Nashville was, oh, well, maybe if GOP lawmakers didn't stand in the way of gender affirming health care, then this shooter wouldn't have felt, you know, so oppressed or whatever.
Well, why did the transgender shooter in Portland, Oregon, kill the cab driver in cold blood on Sunday night? Is there not enough gender affirming genitalia mutilating going on in Portland, Oregon? I doubt it.
It's just crazy how when these things happen, everyone, every community and everyone becomes the victim except for the actual people. In the case of Nashville, except for the actual six people who were killed. They get completely forgotten about. Completely forgotten about. You got the Tennessee Three. They're getting invited to the White House. You know, they're the latest. You know, they're the new squad members. You have the shooter. You have the transgender community. And then the Christian school children just get left out of the narrative completely. Manhattan DA Bragg sues Jim Jordan Judiciary Panel. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg sued the House Judiciary Committee and its chairman, Representative Jim Jordan, in an effort to block the panel from subpoenaing an attorney who worked on Bragg's investigation on former President Donald J. Trump.
Oh, that's probably that guy Colangelo, right?
No, it's Pomerantz, Mark Pomerantz.
Oh, Pomerantz. I don't know how they could defend him. He wrote a book. You know, if you, it's not like he's got attorney-client privilege. He was peddling a tome on how much he hated Donald Trump and wanted to put him behind bars for doing nothing. They can't call him as a witness, huh?
Bragg's lawsuit called Jordan's subpoena an unprecedentedly brazen and unconstitutional attack on the case against Trump.
That means when they say unconstitutional, it means constitutional, and when they say brazen, it means something we would do ourselves. But we would be speaking truth to power.
Biden administration finally gives Congress info on Mar-a-Lago raid and Biden's classified doc scandal. I know you mentioned this earlier, Howie, in your monologue. The Biden administration reportedly began sharing information last week with the Gang of Eight about President Joe Biden's classified documents scandal. And documents revealed Monday by America First Legal show the FBI obtained access to the records through a special access request from the Biden White House on behalf of the DOJ, contradicting what the archives told Congress, and I would also say contradicting what the White House tried to tell the American people, which is, you know, we found out about this the same time you did.
Yeah, like Merrick Garland saying the FBI doesn't try to infiltrate Christian churches.
Yeah, no, it's totally bogus. And actually, there was an old cut from Eric Trump, and he was on with Jesse Waters, and he was saying how, of course, Joe Biden knew about the raid, you know, and now we're finding out that because they asked for these papers or these special documents, that's what kind of gave. And this is just speculation, but people are wondering if that's the pretext that NARA needed to go into Mar-a-Lago.
But this is the system. And make no mistake, Jesse, I mean, I know the White House as well as anyone. I spent a lot of time there. I know the system. This did not happen without Joe Biden's explicit approval. The White House approved of this. Mark my words, Jesse, it will come out.
And that was in August. Also, Howie, CNN could replace John King with ex-wife Dana Bash on Inside Politics.
Wow, sounds like a country song.
Yeah, it does. On the New York Post, it said King Sting. Ratings challenge CNN is reportedly considering replacing longtime Inside Politics anchor John King with his ex-wife. They're looking to shake up their daily Inside Politics show. I think, Howie, and I'd be curious if you would agree with me on this or not, but I think CNN wants to create buzz, so they figure, oh, this will do it. We'll replace the guy.
Peyton Place.
Yeah. We'll
you know this the old song, All My Exes Live in Texas. All my exes live in my studio.
Yeah, we'll replace the guy with his ex-wife. I mean, that does seem pretty deliberate. There's no one else they thought could do a better job than the person that John King used to be married to. Feels like rubbing salt in the wound a little bit.
The bench is thinner than the Red Sox farm system.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that because they keep moving people around. Like, oh, we'll move Don Lemon to the morning, and we'll move Dana Bash for John King, and we'll move. And it's like you're rearranging the pieces of the puzzle, but it's the same puzzle, and nobody wants to watch it.
Right. And you know what's missing? The only pieces anyone cares about and wants to watch.
Yeah.
They've got all those pieces up on the side, you know, on all the sides. You know, you always try to get the ones with the flat ends so you can set it up. And then, because you're thinking, once I get these done, I'll be able to get everything else. Nah, no, you won't.
Yes, and Howie, one last thing for you here. The six biggest revelations from the Pentagon's leaked intel documents. Not going to go through all of them, but I will say John Kirby's responses were startlingly honest. He just kept saying, he kept asking himself questions, Howie. Do you notice when people do this?
Yeah.
Do I know what's going on? No, I don't. Do I think that I should? I probably should. And so he really had no answers for the press about these leaked documents, which, as you mentioned yesterday, I mean, it's beyond just giving information about what's really going on in the Russia-Ukraine war. It also revealed spying by the U.S. on its allies. So this could be a really big headache
right.
for the Biden administration.
And they know so much about the Russian Kremlin, what's going on. This may get some of our spies killed, you know. That's another fear that they have.
Yeah, it's exposing American intelligence sources.
Not to mention that they've been lying, saying that Ukraine is winning the war, and that's apparently not true.
Well, remember at the beginning, Howie, when it first started, and there was all those stories that were coming out about these like hero pilots and just
the ghost of Kiev.
Yes, these larger than life stories that the media was more than happy to run with. That's when I first started thinking a lot of it's getting lost here in the fog of war. I don't know how much truth we're getting.
Yeah, well, it turns out we're not getting much truth at all. But it's like everything else in the Brandon administration. All right, thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. We all know someone, maybe even yourself or ourselves, who didn't plan to get divorced, who didn't plan to lose a loved one, or who didn't plan to part ways with a business partner. Regardless of the situation, J.J. Manning Auctioneers has helped resolve thousands of real estate settlements arising from divorces, estates, or between business partners. J.J. Manning becomes the conduit between the attorneys for all sides, reporting to all of them throughout the process. There is full transparency, triple record of the proceedings, and most importantly, a hard sale date. The ultimate appraisal of any asset is only defined by the person who wants it the most and who has the wherewithal to buy it. Let J.J. Manning procure the buyer and realize your real estate's full market value. The auction becomes your appraisal and provides closure. Remember, in a J.J. Manning auction, the sales are contingency-free, the closing takes place 30 days from the auction, deposits are non-refundable, and the buyer pays all commissions. To learn more on how to get your home, multifamily, commercial property, or land sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242 and mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. His fluency in dead languages is unmatched.
Sex, mentis, incendium, gloria, calpum, etc., etc. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, we're on to day 15, still no manifesto. You know, it doesn't surprise me one bit. The way we've been treated, the Christians, since the pandemic, thrown under the bus lately. I mean, we have real people to be investigating. I mean, look at the parents being duct taped, mouth shut, and being called criminals. I mean, I just want people to understand what we're in the Christian community. We have magazines going around, and the reason why they're doing this right now, Howie, is because they want to tie us to Alexander Dugin, and that's Russia's sideman, and he's a traditionalist. And I'm telling you right now, everybody out there in the Catholic community, be careful. because they this is serious. They're doing this and they're coming after you. I don't know why, but for some reason we're a bump on the road for them. We seem to be in their way, and I'm so glad you're talking about this, Howie, because there's real crime going on that's not being investigated, and it's disgusting. Right. That's the word you got to use,
know.
Howie. It's disgusting.
There is. You know? I mean, they're not doing anything about Antifa. They're not doing anything about BLM. They're not doing anything about the terrorists that are crossing the border. They don't care about any of that. They don't care about any of the vandalism of the Roman Catholic churches or the, you know, any kind of anti-Christian vandalism or violence or, you know, going after anti-abortion clinics, whatever you want, pro-life clinics, whatever you want to call them. They're making no arrests. They ask, you know, in the congressional hearings, House and Senate, they ask Garland, they ask Ray, how many arrests have you made for all these acts of terrorism, domestic terrorism, insurrection, against these religious centers since the leaking of the Roe v. Wade overturning, and the answer is zero, no arrests. What are they doing? They've arrested more people in the hotel room 1505 in the Revere Hotel of a guy, Delta pilot, trying to get a good night's sleep. Go ahead, Grace.
Howie, yes. Garland's excuse for that had something to do with, well, a lot of these attacks happen at night, so it's harder for us to find people if it's dark out.
Yeah. That's like when Mumbles Menino was running for mayor once in Boston, there'd been a rise in the murder rate. Remember this one, Grace? And he said, I don't mind taking the blame for some of these murders, but if they occur in a building, what the hell can I do about it? Like he only wanted murders included in the crime statistics for Boston that went to the FBI if they happened in broad daylight or broad nightlight, I guess. It's ridiculous. They're not looking for anything. They don't care. I mean, the very fact. It used to be J. Edgar Hoover. This was a well-known fact that J. Edgar Hoover liked to get agents that went to Catholic colleges. And he also liked Mormons, but there were more Catholics than Mormons. And he said they were always good, loyal agents. And that's who he preferred. And he wasn't a Catholic. He was a Protestant. He was a Presbyterian, I think. And now, I mean, it's just insane. I mean, that they would go after people who are totally harmless, who are law-abiding citizens who just want to get back to the majesty of old time religion, again to use the Protestant phrase, the biblical Bible Belt phrase, old time. Give me that old time religion, and those are the people the FBI considers a threat. Really, it's sick. It's really sick. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.